My special guest for this afternoon jukebox is Ron Royer. We featured him earlier on our show this year, but such a pleasure to have him back, this time to show a little different side of his immense musicality. Today we're going to be looking not only at Mr. Royer as the music director and conductor of the Scarborough Philharmonic, but also some of his composition work, which is astounding. 15 commercial recordings to his name. His concert music has been performed by more than 70 orchestras. He's been called as, or his music has been called, beautifully appealing and communicative. It is my pleasure to welcome Ron Royer back to our station. Hi, Ron.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
You have a concert coming up, February 24th, 8 p.m. It's called Night Star. And in addition to the concert, it's going to be an album launch of your music. Tell us a little bit about this occasion.
Well, I'm really excited. It's a concert featuring music by Debussy, Ravel, and myself. And we have some wonderful players. We have the Odin Quartet, which is ensemble in residence with the Scarborough Philharmonic. And they're really an incredibly dynamic and musical group. We have harpist Erica Goodman, who's a world-famous harp player.
Yes. We feature her recordings all the time. Terrific. Yeah.
She is just terrific. So she's going to do the famous Debussy dances and also perform in Night Star, one of my compositions. So we're really thankful to have her. We have Alexander Panizza, who's a terrific pianist, who's only been in Canada a few years, but he's really making a name for him now in Canada. And
Panizza, that's a kind of Spanish-sounding name.
Was actually born in Toronto and then spent most of his life in Argentina. And he had a big career concertizing through South America and Europe.
Yep.
And now he's back in Canada. And we're really thrilled to have him. Again, wonderful pianist. And then we have the Canadian Sinfonietta Chamber Players. So really a
excellent,
wonderful group of musicians.
Sounds like it'll be a great concert. A lot of engaging musicians there. That's February 24th, 8 p.m. You can get your tickets at spo.ca. It's the Scarborough Philharmonic Orchestra. That's the organizing the show and the Canadian Sinfonietta Chamber Ensemble. The venue, Metropolitan Community Church, 115 Simpson Street. Not to be missed. That's February 24th. Mark your calendars. My guest is Ron Royer, the music director, conductor, and also composer, who is throwing one of his works into this program called Night Star. Tell us a little bit about your music. What can we expect to hear on this evening?
Well, actually, it's to me, the night represents a place where fantasy, storytelling, and mystery intersect. As such, it has been a source of inspiration for my music over the years. And the Night Star album is a collection of these pieces. And so Night Star, as you mentioned, is one of the pieces. We're also going to have two pieces from my a group of pieces called Night Star for solo piano, and we also have three works for string quartet, Musical Angels. We also have Mystico and the Danzon Overture, which is meant to be a really fun piece.
Danzon Overture, yes. What is it about the starry skies that has inspired countless poets, artists, musicians? One thinks of the 19th century, also composers, fantasy stücke, all these fantasy pieces written. Where do you get your source of inspiration?
Well, I guess at my heart, I'm a storyteller. I like my music to have a story. I think this probably because I grew up in Los Angeles. The film industry is huge, and I started my career working as a musician in the film industry and was really inspired. I was working as a cellist in the studios and had the opportunity to work with great musicians like John Williams and Jerry Goldsmith and Henry Mancini, and they really inspired me and encouraged me their example encouraged me to want to compose myself.
Now, you have a special connection with Canada. The Royer family can be traced back to Jean Royer, who immigrated to Canada from France in 1659. So you have Canadian roots.
Yes, yes. So it's very exciting that it should be actually the Royer family, but because I was born in Los Angeles, it became Royer.
right.
But my father moved to Los Angeles, and so it's kind of full circle. I feel like I came back to my roots because the Royers were in Canada. I've been in Canada for hundreds of years.
Well, welcome back home.
Well, thank you. I love Canada. I love living in Toronto. It's a terrific city and a terrific country.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what I find very interesting, I'm reading up, in just a few moments, we're going to hear this work called Danson Overture Remix for String Quartet and Percussion, which is a recent work, 2022. And it merges some of these styles that you have grown up in, that you have absorbed over your illustrious career spanning many decades. And there's your Canadian roots come through in the form of a French overture with your family and its immigration story. But there's also some Latin American music thrown into this. How did that come about?
Well, the French overture was actually created and developed by Lully in the 1650s for King Louis XIV of France. So that's and with Royer coming over in 1659. So this piece really reflects my cultural background. So we have the French Canadian, but then I was born in Los Angeles and was exposed to and really developed a love for Latin American music. So then I love the sound and the rhythms. So this piece also includes the danzón, which is the national dance of Cuba. And so it was just two unusual things, but you put them together and it makes for, I think, a fun piece. So it starts off with kind of the more stately, French overture sound, and then it goes into a danzón. And the players did a terrific job. The Odin Quartet, and then we have percussionist Alejandro Cespedes, he's absolutely amazing. Did a terrific job of really playing in kind of an authentic Cuban style there. Mm. So, yeah, I it was a lot of fun for me to compose this piece, and I hope people will enjoy listening to it.
Well, we're just going to hear it in a couple moments here. A lot of fun. It builds up in intensity, starts, as you mentioned, with a typical French overture, and then gets all nice and jazzy, Afro-Cuban rhythms thrown in. I was reading an interesting book called Music of the Netherlands Antilles by Jan Broeken, which talks about the incredible influence this danzón had on the entire region with that strong African character. So very, very interesting to hear your approach to it now.
Great. Yes, it's that, as you say, besides Cuba, the danzón is very popular in Mexico and Puerto Rico and the whole region as well.
Yeah, yeah. Arturo Marquez also wrote this this wonderful danzón that we featured, the Mexican composer in Collingwood. We also played on our show from time to time. It's one of those toe tappers. Just everybody loves it.
Oh, yeah. That was an inspiration for this piece as well.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's an amazing piece.
Well, an amazing discussion. Ron, thank you so much for joining us today. Good luck. This concert is coming up shortly. For our listeners just tuning in, my guest today is Ron Royer, the music director of the Scarborough Philharmonic, also a bona fide composer. He's bringing some of his works to this concert coming up February 24th. Night Star Concert, it's with an album launch, all the more exciting. Terrific musicians, Erica Goodman on the harp, Odin Quartet, members of the Canadian Sinfonietta Chamber Ensemble. That is taking place at the Metropolitan Community Church. Get your tickets at spo.ca. And the phone number also, 647-482-7761. That's the box office, 647-482-7761. Thank you, Ron. Thank you for joining us. Have yourself a wonderful, inspiring afternoon.
Thank you so much, Daniel.